This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the things we do on this program so that you don't have to is keep an eye on the incremental changes in this economy. And then, once a trend reveals itself, put that into big picture context. Thus, Mitchell Hartman starts us off today with this morning's report on retail sales up just a touch, 0.3% last month, less than expected and way less than September. Seeing as how the consumer goes is how this economy goes, here's Mitchell with that promised big picture context.
If you have anything to do with the retail business, something you don't want to see is this kind of fall off in sales growth in the fall.
October's report is actually a bad omen for the holiday season.
Retail analyst Camille Yanishevsky at CFRA Research predicts this will be the first year since 2008 that annual holiday sales don't go up. John Lear at Morning Consult says lack of new fiscal stimulus from Congress is dampening consumers' appetite to spend. So is the pandemic.
When you see the number of new cases spiking as it is currently, we see consumer confidence in the U.S. decrease.
This is not an equal opportunity retail slowdown, though, says analyst Nick Shields at Third Bridge.
Main Street retail is weaker than big box retail.
He says smaller retailers have a harder time dealing with COVID restrictions and transitioning to online shopping. Shields says if more of them shut down, it'll hurt the entire economy. Big brands will have fewer consumer outlets, and commercial landlords will take a hit.
They do serve a lot of massive retailers like the department stores, like Walmart, like Target, but they also have small business and medium-sized retailers.
Shields says we probably won't know until early next year, after the holiday shopping results are in, how many smaller retailers are going to throw in the towel and shut down for good. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.